Wow, nice job, Dana. Good luck on the cash. Text it back to 200-200. We were talking about this earlier. Old Burt Reynolds, age 82. Burt Reynolds, movie icon. American action star, American movie legend. Everybody loves a movie with Burt Reynolds. Joe and I were recounting the movie where he likes to walk around with what? He's got Vaseline
all over his body. Yeah, but he loves it when it squishes between his toes and he's wearing his cowboy boots without socks and he's covered in Vaseline. And, it's a gross scene.
I loved him when he played Jack. He was Jack Warner in Boogie Nights. I mean, everybody's seen Smokey and the Bandit. I mean, he's just been in all kinds of stuff. He was a big sex symbol. Everybody loved him. It all kicked off with Deliverance. You know, back it was weird because in Deliverance he didn't have much hair. And then as he got older, he had less hair. But then as he got older, he had like a ton of hair. And I think it always perplexed most people. It's like, wow, he didn't have any. And then he lost even more. But then he got like 10, 15 years older and he had like tons of it. How did that happen? Well, it's obvious how it happened now, you know, with the invention of all the different hair player and all that stuff. But he's always been a big deal. So he sits down with Hoda. And they're doing this NBC interview. And he's got this new movie. It's called The Last Movie Star. And it's basically about him. And what happens when you're old and you're washed up and people want to make fun of you. And it's kind of a real-life movie about how his life has become. Because he's 82 and he can't walk anymore. He can't...
Oh, he can't walk?
He's got a cane and he looks like crap.
He's so skinny and his neck is so skinny. He really looks rough.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought he had a disease. Like, what's going on with him? And he says, no. It's just years of drug abuse. You know, he checked into a clinic. He's done stunts. He's gotten beaten up. Never took care of himself. He's just old. He's just old and broken down. They never really said that he had a specific disease or illness, but he looks like hell. So he's sitting down with her, with Hoda. They're doing this interview. And this is what Hoda asks him.
Who would you consider the love of your life?
You're naughty. You really are. I mean, I'm dead in the water, no matter what I say. Well, she was 7 when I fell in love with her. She stayed 7 for about 11 years. I would say Sally.
Sally Field?
No, Sally Whippercoach. Yes, Sally Field.
So, he's making a joke, but yeah, he's talking about Sally Field.
You can still hear the Burt Reynolds underneath the old.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you know? Burt's still there. But what in the actual F does that mean? What does that mean? He fell in love with her when she was 7.
And she stayed 7 for 11 years.
Yeah, and he just loved her. And Sally Field always looked young. So she always looked like a kid.
Did he meet her when she was little?
I don't remember Sally Field being a childhood actress. I don't know.
So what he must have meant youthful looks, I'm guessing. I mean, he's an old man, so he probably has trouble saying what's in his mind he's trying to bring to words.
Yeah, but you can hear him. He makes the joke about her name with Hoda, and throughout the interview he makes other quips.
Was that a joke? That was a combination of letters. I'm not even sure that was a last name.
Well, what he was saying is... He was making a joke like, yes, Sally Field, Hoda, you idiot. What other Sally would I know?
Yeah.
You know, Sally Struthers? I'm not talking about Sally Jesse Raphael. No.
He probably knows both them.
Probably does, but you know who he's talking about when Burt Reynolds says Sally. I mean, let's not be idiots. Here. So he was making a joke about that. And throughout the interview, he throws in little jabs. He still had a majority of his faculties. They weren't all gone. I mean, I'm not going to say he's whip quick and laser sharp, but he still has something about him.
Well, if Hoda had her faculty, she'd have said, was that when she was selling seashells down by the seashore, Bert?
Well, what does that mean, though?
I don't know. That's really odd.
He fell in love with her when she was 7, and she stayed that way for 11 years.
Were they together?
I think that they may have dated a little bit. I think they did back with the Smokey and the Bandit stuff. I think he was hitting on her pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of dated, and there was some rumor like that. And I don't know if they ever like were going to get married or anything, but they dated or knocked boots pretty hard. And then you remember him. It was also him and Lonnie Anderson from WKRP. They had a bunch of relationships and marriages and divorces and breakups and all that crap. He was with her for quite a while, but I don't know if he and Sally ever married. Take one more listen.
Who would you consider the love of your life?
You're naughty. You really are. I mean, I'm dead in the water, no matter what I say. Well, she was 7 when I fell in love with her. She stayed 7 for about 11 years. I would say Sally.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I can't decipher it. I can't code it. What is that? Is that creepy old man, or is that just him giving her a great compliment in a twisted way about how youthful she always was?
Why didn't Hoda ask? What do you mean, Bert? You fell in love with her when she was 7, and she stayed 7 for... Did you guys get...
Well, because she was so stupid, and she said, Sally Field? And he had to make the joke about, no, Sally Guggenheimer, yeah, or whatever the hell.
Guggenheimer.
Yeah, instead of her doubling down and going, hey, Bert...
What?
Forgive me, but what the F?
Come again?
Yo, huh?
Sir?
Yeah, she didn't do that, so we don't know what it means. Then he goes on throughout the interview, and he's talking about how he's happy she didn't inject her lips with collagen.
Yeah, that was the very last thing he said to her.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you didn't get those big lips, he said.
See, I'm telling you, the guy knows more what's going on than we're giving him credit for.
Those big lips.
I just don't understand what the hell. And Dana, I don't know if you can hear this or not, but if you're still working with us, when we're that age or I'm that age, don't let anything like that happen to me or us. Don't make me do anything that makes me seem more deranged or senile or older than I am right now. Can you promise me that, Dana? Will you take care of us? Like, if we have to, not that we'll ever go do an interview, but if we start to kind of ramble and bumble and stumble and slobber on air, tell us that it's time to get off the air, because you're a lot younger than Joe and I, and I don't want us to sound like old senile coots on the radio saying a bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense.
I'm done with it long before that day hits.
I want to keep going.
Before I get there.
No, but you got to follow me on this. This is what's kick-ass about this. I dream and relish a day when I'm 82.
And doing radio,
or if someone would, you know, put me on a camera, just anything, like a podcast, whatever, just so I could be heard, because at 82, it doesn't matter.
And you're going to let
it fly.
Yes. At 82, you will be so cantankerous and so aggressive.
You could say whatever you want, whenever, wherever, to whomever. It doesn't matter. You don't need this censor, or you don't need this filter. You could just say evil, horrible things, and it doesn't matter. You've worked up to that age where no one can do anything but just push you in your chair back to your spoon-fed meal that comes from a blender, and it doesn't matter. That is what's kick-ass about being 82.
I know, but let's be real. You're at 82, your podcast is just going to be about Kim Kardashian. Nobody in this world wants a podcast
like that.
Who knows?
What if I forget? What if I get Alzheimer's? It runs in my family. My grandfather had it when
he died.
You're
going to forget about Kim K.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to think that I would never, but if I did...
At 82, you'd be doing radio like you did at 19.
Well, I'm just saying, if I did forget about that, I could still say anything I wanted. You, when you're that age, you can go racial. You can be homophobic. I'm not saying that I want to be, but I'm just saying you can get away with the worst heinous stuff that's unimaginable right now. Yes, you can.
Look at Larry King and the whatever that guy's name was. They're in their 70s. They're old guys, and that one, and they said some stuff, and they got hammered. That one guy that smokes a whole lot.
Which guy?
I don't know. He said something racially about a woman, a basketball player. Remember?
I don't remember.
And
who you're talking about.
This is like 3 or 4 years ago, and he was a big time radio guy, and he said something about the way her hair was.
Yeah.
And damn, he lost his job.
Yeah, but that's okay though, because you still have an excuse, is what I'm saying.
You can't be mean. You can be weird. And you can be a bit cantankerous, but you can't be outright mean to people.
Why can't you? That's your excuse. You've lived on planet 82 years. You could say whatever the hell you want, and then you could just blame it on your age. And just say, I'm sorry. See, the reason those people got in trouble is because they didn't say, I'm sorry. They just kept going.
Well, that could be, too. Yeah,
if you just said, oh, my God, I didn't have my medication. My nurse forgot my pill. My... effing apologies. And then they just push you down the hallway.
Oh, man. But how many stars give out these false, fake apologies anyway? I mean...
That's what you do.
All of them.
Yeah.
Apologies are all fake anyway. So when you become 82, you just give out a fake apology, which is what everyone does, and you just lay down the gauntlet of horrible things or things that are truly on your mind. And you got to pass.
Sigh.
That is not what I look forward to at 82.
I do. I really do. Just think, even if you can't walk, you're like, you know, Stephen Hawking that just passed away. All you can do, and hopefully you don't have one of those robot, you know, things on your throat, just being able to, I mean, if that's all you got is your mind and you got your mouth, oh, that's awesome. Burt Reynolds is still walking around, though, you know,
he's got some of his faculties left, but I don't think he really clearly knows what it is he's saying out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, he talks like he's doing theater.
Do you think he's kind of medicated?
Yes.
Yeah.
He sounds like it.
Well, I don't know if he is now or what, because he's all broken up, and he's got back pain, he's had surgeries, he's been in and out of rehab.
What if he's on, you know, like opiates or something?
You know what? When you're in your 80s, that's when it's okay to be on opiates.
Yeah, what's it matter then?
If you've made it to 82, take them.
I don't
know, Joe.
Take
them in the morning.
Thank you. Your past says differently.
Yeah, well, I took them at 40s and 20s.
Yeah.
I was 16, 40 and 60 years earlier for that, but if you make it to 82, dope up.
Yeah,
I mean,
Burt Reynolds, you should be sitting down not with a bowl of Cheerios, but with a bowl of opiates.
Yeah.
Just
solid
a big spoonful.
Advice,
can you give me a spoonful of milk and Vicodin?
Yeah, I want Vicodin O's. Give me some of those Vicodin puffs.
Oh,
here's Rocky Mountain Way.